Okay, so for today, after Tisha, well, we could continue. We're in the middle of Siman Sadi Gimel, page 252. So as we began Siman Sadi Gimel, we saw that there's a halacha, or the halacha basically in this siman we'll be talking about preparing ourselves mentally to daven. So we saw in Aleph, well, we'll just run through Aleph very quickly. Yeshua Sha Achas Kodem Shiyakum Lispal. Person should wait a while. Should wait a while before they start davening. Kedei Shiyachavim Libo Lamachum. So that a person could focus, they could concentrate their mind, their heart, to Hashem. Visha Achas Achar Tvila. And also a person should wait after davening a certain amount of time. Shlotehe Niras Alav Kemosoi. So that if you wait a while after davening, also it doesn't look like you're running out and that davening is a burden to you. Rather, you're taking your time. So we saw it in the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says there, brings down the famous idea from the Gemara that the Chasim HaRishonim, when it says an hour, that what used to be an hour. It was an hour before davening, and they daven, and then they wait an hour after davening. Okay, there's a whole drush on that. Mishnah Berurah said, but at least you should wait. When you say Sha'achas, it doesn't necessarily mean literally an hour, even though there's the Chasim held that way. But the other opinion is that you should wait at least the amount of time it takes to walk 8 tefachim. That's what the Mishnah Berurah said. 8 tefachim. Not too long. 8 hambras. I don't know. It doesn't take that long to walk that far. So you should wait at least that amount. And we also saw about waiting till after davening is finished, a person preferably should wait till there aren't 10 people left. Again, we discussed that, you know, it's going to continually be a problem. Nobody's going to want to leave, but that should be our biggest problem. And then we ended up with that the Mishnah Berurah says that the actual sitting in a shul, the mere act of sitting in a shul is a mitzvah in and of itself. Just the mere sitting in a shul is a mitzvah bifnei atzmo. Now, two other things I want to mention. The Mishnah Berurah also brings down, I don't know if we did this Mishnah Berurah in base, it brings down from the Arizal that when we talk about being able to concentrate, being able to focus, it brings down from the Arizal that one of his secrets was that he davened from a sitter. Davened from a sitter. Now, we take this for granted, but we've discussed this a number of times. You know, think pre-printing press. It wasn't so easy to get a sitter. You know, you go to whatever Judaico store you want, and you get 20 different sidurim, all different sizes, shapes, colors, you know, whatever. But again, he used to be careful to daven out of a sitter so that he could keep his focus, so he could keep his kavanah. Again, we're talking about the Arizal here. And also, it helped him as far as pronunciation is concerned, to make sure that, again, we have to make sure we don't slur words, we don't run words, things like that. So therefore, those are advantages of davening out of a sitter. And you see some really big people who obviously know davening by heart, but still daven out of a sitter. A special idea of Osios Makimos, that just to see, you know, hear things like this, like Rav Segel Zecher Tzadik Racha would bench. Whenever he benched, he'd always bench out of a bencher. Obviously, he knew benching by heart, obviously. I remember seeing once there was a picture of him when he was younger. His beard was black. And then, at the end of his life, when his beard was really white, and it was almost the exact same pose. He would sit the same way and hold the bench the same way. It was like incredible. It was like a mirror, you know, just changed the color of the beard, right? But it was, so again, that's something we shouldn't take for granted, the idea about diving from a sitter. Now, just for, we don't have that much time left, but I wanted to run through some beautiful ideas. The Aruch HaShulchan begins the siman, bring down the Rambam from Perek Dalid, Hilchos Tefillah Din Tesvav, and the Rambam says Kavana Saleiv Ketzad. When we talk about focusing, when we talk about Kavana, concentration and davening, what does that mean? And so the Rambam says Kol Tefillah She'eno BeKavana, any Tefillah which doesn't have Kavana, which we just, as I say, daven it off, as I say, shows you about davening. So the Rambam says Eino Tefillah, that's not a davening. And he says, "V'im yispal b'lo kavana." And if the Rambam holds that if a person daven without kavana, chozer mispalo bekavona. You have to go back and daven. You have to go back and daven, the Rambam holds. And the Rambam goes on, matzel dato meshubeshes v'libom torud. Let's say you just, you know, your mind is just racing. So the Rambam says, osur lo lispalo, you're not allowed to daven. Achi yashev dato, until you settle down, you could concentrate. L'fichach, therefore he brings out an amazing Gemara. The Gemara in Eruvin Samachei Amaral says that a person who comes, who's traveled, would not daven for 3 days. Yishai gimel yomim achi aniyak v'tiskar dato. You should wait 3 days until you settle down mentally. 3 days. Because you can't, you know, you're jet lagged. Somebody told me that. The third day, I found that there's people telling me that, you know, I'm not a big traveler, Rav Hashem, that the third day is the worst day for jet lag. So it makes a lot of sense. They knew about a lot of things. He brings down the tour that the tour says the achshav ein anu nazhirin b'chol zeh mivnei she'ein anu miskavnin kol kach b'tfila. So the tour says, again, the Rambam says if you daven without kavana, you have to go back and daven. So you just if you let's do mincha just now, you know, you better hurry because, you know, it's getting late. You know, you have to go back and daven. So then the Aruch HaShulchan brings down the tour. The tour says in Siman Tzai Ches, we'll learn about this a little more later when we get to Tzai Ches Mir Hashem, that we don't do that because we don't have such great kavana, even on good days. And then he brings down the Gam Rabbeinu HaRama, B'Siman Kuf Aleph, Sif Aleph, Kasav, and also he brings down the Rama. The Rama says, Da'ina ein chozrin, we don't go back and daven if our kavana was out there. Why? Yishvil chisar and kavana. Shapa chazar karv hu shol yiskamen. Because let's say you go back and daven because you weren't there the first time, mentally. So what's going to happen? Are you sure the second time you're going to have kavana? Right? So then you'll daven another time? Okay, then a third time or fourth, right? We'll just, right? Listen, time of the Ramah, imagine. Alkein lama yaksar, so the Ramah says, and again, in Kufal, so why are you going back and davening? It's likely the next time is going to, unfortunately, be the same way. And the Torah agrees with that. And that's basically the way we paskin, or else we'd have a lot of people davening very often. And then he also brings down much later in Sif Dalad that when we talk about, when the Machaber just spoke about that you have to wait before davening, so you'd say before tefillah, so that's before Shemoneh Esrei, right? So chakras is no problem, right? Because I have to say brachos and I have to say pesukim, right? That's half the davening right there. So the Rosh Hashanah says, no, that's not what when we talk about davening, that means before davening, before you daven. V'dat dekan ein al kavana al tefillah Shemoneh Esrei, sharei shoyin harbe ad Shemoneh Esrei b'pesukim zimra kriyas shma b'brachosah. Right, we take a long time, hopefully. Before Shemoneh Esrei, we have Pesukei Zimra, and we have Shema, and we have its brachas. Ela kavana al kol seder tefila. So when we talk about that, a person has to settle themselves down. Let's talk about davening. Whatever you mean davening, right? Whether it's brachas at the beginning, chakras, or it's ashrei, whatever it may be, a person should just run into shul, start davening.
Should not.
You should. Now, again, later on, I know what you're about to say. He asked that question. He says, in other words, okay, so if I have to wait even for 8 tefachim, so then, let's say, mincha time, if you come a little late, train leaves without you, so then you'll miss tefillah b'tzibur, right? We always talk about that the important thing is to start Shemoneh Esrei with everybody else. So if you come a little late, and then you wait a certain amount of time, any amount of time, so then you won't have tefillah b'tzibur. So the Rosh Hashulchan says, no, you know, then daven on time. But obviously, we work in a lechachila world, so... That's why it's very important not only to come on time, but come a little before time. So you could sit down and compose yourself a little. Yes, Mr. Magi.
Can the poskim hold that a person can daven with kavana if the person does not know the meaning of all the words?
We'll get to that. We're going to talk about kavana. What exactly does that mean? We'll see some interesting stuff on that. That's a little later. Okay.